Test 6. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear part of a radio talk on football fans. For a great number of people all over the world, sport is one of the most important, if not the most important, thing in their lives. Football, in particular, has millions of fans all over the world who follow it with enormous passion. In some countries, if a team wins an important game, they may celebrate all night long, and some fans go so far as to name their children after important players. So far so good, you might say. Such behaviour might be childish, but it's completely harmless. But is it, really? You see, it is precisely such fans who may become angry and aggressive if their team loses, and this can result in hooliganism and acts of violence. To rid society of football violence, we must persuade fans not to take sport so seriously. For a great number of people all over the world, sport is one of the most important, if not the most important, thing in their lives. Football, in particular, has millions of fans all over the world who follow it with enormous passion. In some countries, if a team wins an important game, they may celebrate all night long, and some fans go so far as to name their children after important players. So far so good, you might say. Such behaviour might be childish, but it's completely harmless. But is it, really? You see, it is precisely such fans who may become angry and aggressive if their team loses, and this can result in hooliganism and acts of violence. To rid society of football violence, we must persuade fans not to take sport so seriously. Situation 2. You overhear 2 friends talking about mobile phones.
I was reading somewhere how young people are obsessed with their mobile phones. I must admit, I panic if I haven't got mine with me.
Well, just look around you. Most people spend most of their time chatting or texting. It's a kind of obsession. I used to be like that too, but I've changed.
Yes, I've noticed the change. You used to spend all day talking on the phone. Tell me how you did it. I've just bought this new phone and I want to use it all the time. It's like a new best friend. I was reading somewhere how young people are obsessed with their mobile phones. I must admit, I panic if I haven't got mine with me.
Well, just look around you. Most people spend most of their time chatting or texting. It's a kind of obsession. I used to be like that too, but I've changed.
Yes, I've noticed the change. You used to spend all day talking on the phone. Tell me how you did it. I've just bought this new phone and I want to use it all the time. It's like a new best friend.
Situation 3. You will hear a conversation at a party.
So, tell me about this new girlfriend of yours then, Johnny. Is she tall, slim and blonde?
No, she's brunette, actually. Not very tall, but she is stunningly good-looking. She seems to be very bright, too. And she's very different from all the other women I've dated in the past. For one thing, she's not a show-off. She isn't at all jealous of me, and she is always kind, pleasant, polite, and looks for the good points in everyone. This is what I find most refreshing about her.
So, tell me about this new girlfriend of yours then, Johnny. Is she tall, slim and blonde?
No, she's brunette actually. Not very tall, but she is stunningly good looking. She seems to be very bright too. And she's very different from all the other women I've dated in the past. For one thing, she's not a show-off. She isn't at all jealous of me, and she is always kind, pleasant, polite, and looks for the good points in everyone. This is what I find most refreshing about her. Situation 4. You will hear a report on a football match.
So, tell me about the match in Manchester.
It was fantastic. No score at all until just before half-time when Rooney scored a great goal from just outside the penalty area, which put Manchester United ahead. And then they scored again just after the start of the second half. At this point, things looked pretty bad for Manchester City. But with about 5 minutes to go, they scored and put themselves right back in the match. They pressed hard for the last few minutes, but just couldn't get the equaliser, which would have made it 2-2.
Sounds exciting. Can I come with you next time? So, tell me about the match in Manchester.
It was fantastic. No score at all until just before half-time when Rooney scored a great goal from just outside the penalty area, which put Manchester United ahead. And then they scored again just after the start of the second half. At this point, things looked pretty bad for Manchester City. But with about 5 minutes to go, they scored and put themselves right back in the match. They pressed hard for the last few minutes, but just couldn't get the equaliser, which would have made it 2-2.
Sounds exciting. Can I come with you next time?
Situation 5. You will hear two people talking about where to eat. I'll be free by 6. Where should I wait for you?
It depends on where you'd like to eat tonight. I could make us a little something at home if you like.
Thanks, but I'd really rather eat out tonight. I'd like to celebrate. After all, it is my birthday, or have you forgotten?
Actually, I had forgotten. I'm sorry. And yes, you're right. We must go out. How about the new Chinese restaurant?
It wouldn't be my first choice because I had Chinese yesterday, but I could eat it 2 days in a row, no problem.
Well then, why don't we go to the Greek restaurant on Holloway Road? I've never been there.
Too expensive, I'm told. Actually, I'd rather go to the Indian one on Baker Street.
I can't stand Indian food, sorry. Let's go to the Greek one. I'm buying.
Well, you know me. I'll go anywhere if you're buying. I'll be free by 6. Where should I wait for you?
It depends on where you'd like to eat tonight. I could make us a little something at home if you like.
Thanks, but I'd really rather eat out tonight. I'd like to celebrate. After all, it is my birthday, or have you forgotten?
Actually, I had forgotten. I'm sorry. And yes, you're right. We must go out. How about the new Chinese restaurant?
It wouldn't be my first choice because I had Chinese yesterday. but I could eat it 2 days in a row, no problem.
Well then, why don't we go to the Greek restaurant on Holloway Road? I've never been there.
Too expensive, I'm told. Actually, I'd rather go to the Indian one on Baker Street.
I can't stand Indian food. Sorry. Let's go to the Greek one. I'm buying.
Well, you know me. I'll go anywhere if you're buying. Situation 6. You will hear a man talking about how he started a collection. My ex-girlfriend was French, and she bought me the first one from France. I really enjoyed it and realised it was a good way to learn a language. There is usually no problem understanding the speech bubbles because the pictures tell the story so clearly. And I found them particularly helpful when I went to live in Italy and had to learn the language fast. That's how I started collecting them. All my friends know about my hobby, of course, and whenever they go abroad, they bring me back one in the language of that country. And so I've got editions from all over the world. My ex-girlfriend was French, and she bought me the first one from France. I really enjoyed it and realised it was a good way to learn a language. There is usually no problem understanding the speech bubbles because the pictures tell the story so clearly. And I found them particularly helpful when I went to live in Italy and had to learn the language fast. That's how I started collecting them. All my friends know about my hobby, of course, and whenever they go abroad, they bring me back one in the language of that country. And so I've got editions from all over the world. Situation 7. You will hear a doctor talking on the radio.
You must not ignore the instructions the doctor gives you. If they say you should take a pill before or after a meal, do exactly that. It makes a difference. Moreover, the effectiveness of any pill may be altered depending on what you take the pill with. Always avoid taking any medication with hot drinks. Hot milk in particular may reduce the effects of medication, while a fresh juice such as orange juice can make it more potent. Cold water is by far the best option, but if you still find the pills hard to swallow, you could try taking them with a teaspoon of yogurt. You must not ignore the instructions the doctor gives you. If they say you should take a pill before or after a meal, do exactly that. It makes a difference. Moreover, the effectiveness of any pill may be altered depending on what you take the pill with. Always avoid taking any medication with hot drinks. Hot milk in particular may reduce the effects of medication, while a fresh juice such as orange juice can make it more potent. Cold water is by far the best option, but if you still find the pills hard to swallow, you could try taking them with a teaspoon of yogurt.
Situation 8. You will hear two friends talking about a new teacher.
I'm certainly not saying he doesn't know his subject. In fact, I think he's nothing short of brilliant. It's just that I wish he'd explain it a bit more clearly.
You're right. I think he's on another intellectual level, but that's really his problem. Plus, I find him a bit unfriendly and intimidating.
Why do you say that? How has he been unfriendly? He's been nice enough to me, but maybe that's because I don't cause as many problems as you do.
You have to be joking.
I'm certainly not saying he doesn't know his subject. In fact, I think he's nothing short of brilliant. It's just that I wish he'd explain it a bit more clearly.
You're right. I think he's on another intellectual level, but that's really his problem. Plus, I find him a bit unfriendly and intimidating.
Why do you say that? How has he been unfriendly? He's been nice enough to me, but maybe that's because I don't cause as many problems as you do.
You have to be joking. That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.